Hey there, happy Saturday. Welcome to day 28 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'll be here with you for the next 15 minutes. You know, it's pretty interesting. We've been at this for a long time, and now it seems very odd. We're now in the month of October, doesn't it? And I told you this in the beginning. It's going to go by very fast, and it really has done that. We are less than a week away from making our total consecration. That's going to happen on October the 7th. This is the week devoted to focusing on the life of Jesus Christ. We'll continue to do that today. And remember, it is a shortened program today for Saturday. It's a 15-minute show, so I've got a lot to cram in. I think I got plenty of time to do it. But I want to thank you for your emails. I want to thank you for your encouragement, your prayers, your donations. And most of all, just for hanging out and doing this total consecration with me. It's been, I think it's been an amazing experience. I know it has been for me. I hope it has been for you. Your emails have been great. I'm really proud of you. You're doing a great job with this. This is, I have to say, this is the sixth year that I have been leading total consecration on the program. And I've never gotten such a response. This is the best response I've ever gotten. This is the, we've lost the fewest people this year. It's natural that you lose people when you go through a 33-day preparation period. Things come up, people get distracted, they get bored, they get frustrated, they're not feeling enough. But this year we have lost the fewest because I can see the numbers on the daily podcast. So I want to thank you for that. You're doing a great job. Hang in there. We're just about ready to wrap it up. Less than a week to go. And also, I want to give you one more reminder. As I mentioned on the program yesterday, next Saturday, October the 8th, we'll do a 30-minute wrap-up program. You can listen to that whenever you want so that I can ease into my regular daily show. And I hope you'll become a regular listener. If you're a new listener to the Gary Zimek Show, I hope you'll continue to stay with me. What we'll do each day, Monday through Friday, is we'll examine the daily scriptures and really help you to walk with the Lord. And that is in conjunction with my new daily program that begins on October the 10th, Spirit in the Morning. That'll be on Philadelphia's Holy Spirit Radio. That's going to be streaming online, too, from holyspiritradio.org. So you're going to get a chance to hear the gospel in the morning, and then I'll expand it a little bit more in the evening. And I really hope you'll become a regular listener of the program. We're going to have lots of fun, even once total consecration is done. All right, ready to get started? Let's begin with our daily prayer, the prayer in which we ask the Holy Spirit to help us. And we also pray for the grace to be able to listen. That's very important, to listen to the Holy Spirit as He inspires us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. And Saint Therese of Lisieux, whose feast day we celebrate today, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, before we get started, just want to remind you that we will be on the air tomorrow, Sunday, with another 15-minute program. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And if you want to find out more about the work I do, check out some of the books that I've written, some of my video appearances, maybe invite me to your parish, you can do that by visiting followingthetruth.com. Okay, let's talk about today's plan. Here's the plan for today. Father Hugh Gillespie, he's got a good meditation from his book, Preparation for Total Consecration. I'm going to read that today. It'll start with, I think, one of my favorite passages from the Bible. Remember, we're focusing on Jesus Christ today. This is going to be John 15, verses 1 through 5. John 15, verses 1 through 5. And then we're going to have a little reading from the man himself, St. Louis de Montfort. And we'll wrap it up for you today. But that's the goal. You ready to get started? All right. John 15, 1 through 5. And these are the words of Jesus as recorded by St. John the Evangelist. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Don't you just love that passage? I think that that's one of the most important Bible passages that I have ever run across, because it honestly takes a lot of the pressure off from us. Because so many times we think that everything depends on us. It's all up to me. If I don't do this, nobody will. Well, that's not true. The Lord wants you to do what you can. And oftentimes, that's not very much. I think it's really appropriate that today's feast day, we celebrate the life of Saint Therese of Lisieux. And she really understood this. She understood that she could do very little. She was sickly. She never left her hometown. But yet she realized that with God's help, great things could be accomplished through her. And she prayed. She prayed and asked for the help that she needed. And she got it. And Saint Therese did do great things. But it wasn't because of her. It was because of the Lord working through her. So I think that's a great message for all of us. Jesus is the vine. We're the branches. Unless we stay close to him, we're not going to be able to accomplish very much in life. And you know what? He's okay with that, because he wants us to stay close to him. He doesn't want us to do things by ourselves. He wants us to do things with him. He wants to help us. And again, he will expect us to do whatever it is we can, whatever little we can do. But he'll do the rest. He'll miraculously multiply our meager efforts. Let's hear what St. Louis de Montfort. Oh, and the other thing I want to mention is that Jesus said, every branch of mine that bears no fruit, the Father takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit. There are going to be times in your life when you will be when you'll be challenged by things, by events that happen to you. You might get a little upset about that, but understand that if you really submit yourself to the Lord, and what we're doing with total consecration, you're turning your life over to the Blessed Mother, saying, Mary, I give you permission to make me into a saint. And what she's going to do, she's going to bring you closer to Jesus, but there will be some pruning involved. That's why we're giving her permission to do it. In other words, no pain, no gain. You've heard the expression. It's really true in the spiritual life as well as in if you're exercising, you're doing some physical activity. There's going to be pain involved. Why? Because we're proud and we like to do things a certain way. We don't like to go through any suffering. But if we really want to get to heaven, then we have to make that decision. Am I willing to turn my life over to the control of the Blessed Mother? Remember, she's going to bring us to Jesus. So when I say that, we're not moving away from Jesus. She knows Jesus. Jesus gave her to us as our mother. We're going to be fine if we let Mary take us by the hand. But sometimes it might be a little uncomfortable. That's the decision you have to make. And October the 7th, you're going to have the ability to formally make that decision, to say, yep, I want to be a saint so bad, Blessed Mother, and I know I can't do it by myself, that I'm going to trust you to help me. Now a little excerpt from St. Louis de Montfort's book, True Devotion to Mary. Jesus, our Savior, true God and true man, must be the ultimate end of all our other devotions. Otherwise, they would be false and misleading. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of everything. For in him alone dwells the entire fullness of the divinity and the complete fullness of grace, virtue, and perfection. In him alone we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. He is the only teacher from whom we must learn, the only Lord on whom we should depend, the only head to whom we should be united, and the only model that we should imitate. He is the only physician that can heal us, the only shepherd that can feed us, the only way that can lead us, the only truth that we can believe, the only life that can animate us. He alone is everything to us, and He alone can satisfy all of our desires. Did you catch that? Jesus alone can satisfy all of our desires. That's a true statement. A lot of times we don't realize that. If you're unhappy for any reason, the real reason is you need to get closer to the Lord. That is a very challenging concept to accept, and one that the world is never going to agree with. I'll tell you that. And that's something that is, I believe that wholeheartedly. If I'm unhappy for any reason, it's not due to the external circumstances in my life. It's not due to the way I feel about myself. There is a need there for me to grow closer to the Lord. Because if you're close enough to Jesus, and I am not saying I'm there, I am definitely not there, but if you're close enough to Jesus, you will never be unhappy. You'll be at peace. But who, you know, this is a journey we're going to be making for the rest of our life. Back to St. Louis, we are given no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. God has laid no other foundation for our salvation, perfection, and glory than Jesus. Every edifice which is not built on that firm rock is founded on shifting sands and will certainly fall sooner or later. Every one of the faithful who is not united to Him is like a branch broken from the stem of the vine. It falls and withers and is fit only to be burnt. If we live in Jesus, and Jesus lives in us, we do not fear damnation, neither angels in heaven, nor men on earth, nor devils in hell, no creature whatever can harm us. For no creature can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Through Him, with Him, and in Him, we can do all things and render all honor and glory to the Father. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, we can make ourselves perfect and be for our neighbor a fragrance of eternal life. Now here's a question to ponder. In the decisions that you make every day, do you unite yourself with Jesus? In your daily activities and in your work, do you remain united with Christ? What separates you from Jesus? So that's something that I would really give some thought to today. What separates you from Jesus? In your work life, in your home life, in your leisure time, whatever you're doing, what separates you from Jesus? Maybe some fear of stepping out of your comfort zone, fear of suffering, your desire for pleasure. You know, I mean, again, this is going to be something you'll have to evaluate in your own life. What separates you from Jesus? Something to think about today, a little bit of homework. Let's close with our prayer, Jesus Living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon. By your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank you again for tuning into the program. Remember, I'm going to be praying for you. Please keep everyone who is making this total consecration with us in your prayers. It's really important because there are a lot of challenges. There are a lot of obstacles that we face. Every day there's some discouragement or doubt that pops into our mind. Let's keep praying for one another. Will you please? Questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Also, remember, your donations are extremely important to me. The donations are a little down this year, so if you're able to help me out, I would greatly appreciate it. Just go to followingthetruth.com and click on donate to become a monthly sponsor or to make a one-time donation. You know, I think you're spectacular because you really are. Thanks for tuning in. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me. Have a wonderful day, and may the good Lord bless you.